So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hiniach banim gedoilim uketanim. Someone dies, leaving behind adult and young sons. Hishpichu gedoilim esan achasim, hishpichu leemtza. If the adult sons improve the undivided estate, the young sons also share in the profits. The Gemara qualifies, loishanu ele sheshibchu nechasim machmas nechasim. If they improve the estate by hiring workers from the estate funds, they all share the profits. But hishpichu nechasim machmas atzman hishpichu leatzman. If they invested their own time or money to improve the estate, they keep all the profits. However, the Gemara adds, hanich lemavim odyani haschar leemtza. If they inherited a well that they rent to farmers to irrigate their fields, they all share the profits, even though the adult sons guarded it, because the netirusa hu davida v'filiketanim nami matzah mintrila. The young sons are also capable of guarding it. However, the Mishnah continues, if the adult sons declare ru'u masha nich abba hare anu oisim v'oichlim hishbich la'atzman. Let's assess our father's estate and our improvements will be generated from our portion. In other words, they're asking to divide the estate, but Bezdin delayed dividing the estate. Then the adult sons keep all the profits. The Gemara adds, Gavur Rabbah Kamad Da'amri Dami. If a Talmid Chacham invests time in improving the estate, it is as if he made this declaration, because Leishavik Yirsei V'Tarach Lachrini, he would only take time off his learning for his personal gain. Mishnah continues, as the Gemara explains, by discussing Isha Yereshes. A woman who inherits her husband, for example, if he said, Tita Le'isha Ke'echem En Abonim, my wife shall inherit a portion among my children. The Mishnah rules, Bechene Isha Sheshbicha Esen Achasim Eshbicha Le'emtza. Similarly, if she improved the estate, the other heirs also share in the profits, and we do not say, Kivin De'lav Darka Le'mitrach Avagav De'le Parish K'may De'parish Dami. Since a woman does not usually involve herself in business, it is as if she made the declaration and she keeps the profit. Rather, his other heirs also share in the profits. However, im amra ru'u mashanich li bali hare ani oise v'oicheles shpichel atzma. If she said, let's assess the estate and improvements will be generated from my portion, and Bezdin delayed dividing the estate, we do not say, kiven de shvichel milsa de amri katarchi kamayasmi achuli achla. She agrees to work on their behalf, since this enhances her reputation. Rather, we assume the declaration was sincere, and she keeps all the profits. The Gemara discusses Hilchas HaBalei Taima as several novel forms of kinyan instituted by the Chacham. Hamaisi Isha Lebnoi Bebayis Kanoi. When one marries off his son in a house built for the wedding, the son acquires the house under the following conditions. Gadol, he is the oldest son. Besula, he is marrying a single woman, not a widow or divorcee. Ishtei Rishayna, he is marrying for the first time. And Hisir Rishon, he is the first of his siblings to marry. As the Rashbam explains, Takanas Chachamim hi lechveid hachasin sheginai hadava losis isha ve'ein makom l'adubai. This is a takana to ensure that the couple has where to live, and b'chi haigam nechaviv leitrei. Under these circumstances, the father is especially joyous, and we assume he wants to give him this gift. The Gemara qualifies this halacha, haya oitzari shalav munach sham lekanabayis. If his father stored some possessions in the house, he does not acquire the house. Furthermore, yichid le'aviv bayis v'aliyah, bayis kana aliyah le'kana. If he married in a two-story house, he only acquires the ground floor, not the upper story. The Gemara inquires, bayis v'achsadra. If the house had a porch, or shnei batim zelefnim mizeh, if there were two dwellings, one leading into the other, does he acquire the entire property? Tekui, the Gemara leaves these questions unresolved. Hakaisav kanachasav le'ishtai. La'asa el apetrapa. If someone writes over his entire estate to his wife, we assume he merely appointed her to administer the estate and she does not acquire the property. If someone says, give my money that is in your possession to this person in the presence of all three parties, the transaction is effective. Zok the Mishnah, Achen Hashutfin Shenafel Echem Hen Lo'umnis, Nafel Emtza. As the Brice explains, Echem Mina Achen Sheminuhu Gabai. If before the estate was divided, one brother was appointed as the government tax collector, which was usually assigned to the townspeople on a rotating basis, it depends. If he got this appointment as a representative of the household, he shares his profits with the brothers because these profits are considered part of the estate. But if he got this appointment on his own merit, he keeps the profit. The Gemara cites a related brisa. If one brother took money from the estate to study Torah or to learn the profession, the brothers can say, as long as you live with us, you may take full support from the estate, because berachas habayis beruba, our shared expenses are lower. However, if you do not live with us, you may not take full support from the estate. Rather, leis v'lei lefi birchas habayis. He only receives support as if he were a member of the household. Mishnah continues, Cholav v'nisrape, nisrape mishal atzmai. If the brother became ill and then healed, he pays these costs from his own shear. As the Gemara explains, the above ruling is where shecholav b'pshia. He became ill due to his own negligence, as Reb Chanina taught, HaKol b'dei shemayim chutz mitzinim u'pachem. Everything that happens to a person is preordained, but one can avoid falling ill due to the cold. However, ba'enis nisrape min ha'emtza. If he became ill due to unavoidable circumstances, he may take these expenses from the estate. The Mishnah next discusses shushbinis. The custom was for people to bring gifts to a wedding and then participate in the festivities with the assumption that the other party would reciprocate when the time comes. Zakt the Mishnah ha'achen sha'asu miktsasen shushbinis b'chayi ha'av. If the deceased had sent one of the sons to a wedding with gifts as a shushbin, chazur shushbinis chazur la'emtza. When this son marries and the other person reciprocates, he must share the gifts with the other brothers, because shahashush bina is nigvitz bebezdin. This is repayment for the father's gift and is similar to a loan. Avala shalech lechaver kadiyan mikadi shemin ein nigvin bebezdin. Mimnei shehen gimilz chasadim. If he merely sent someone as a gift and that person then reciprocated, this is not similar to a loan, and therefore this brother keeps them for himself. The Gemara cites a contradictory brisa. Shalach le'aviv shushbinas, if the father sent one of the sons with gifts as a shushbin. Kishi chezeres chezeres loy. When this son marries and the other person reciprocates, he keeps the gift. However, nishtach le'aviv shushbinas, if someone sent the father shushbinas when he married, kishi chezeres chezeres min ha'emtza. When the other person marries, the entire estate must reciprocate since it is like their father's debt. Our Mishnah's ruling chazur shushbinas chazur le'emtza seems to contradict the brisa's first ruling kishi chezeres chezeres loy. The Gemara offers three answers. Masnitin nishtalcha la'aviv tznan. The Mishnah actually refers to gifts that were sent to the father and rules that the estate must reciprocate, as in the second case of the Braisa. Kan bistam, kan b'mefarsh. The Mishnah refers to a case where he sent the son to bring the shushbinas without specifying that it be for that particular son. Therefore, all the brothers share in the reciprocal shushbinas. However, the Braisa discusses where he specified that the shushbinas sent be on behalf of that particular son, and so he alone gets the reciprocal shushbinas. B'yav maskinan she'ena noitel b'ro kibemuchzik. The Mishnah refers to one who performs yibum with his brother's wife. The deceased brother had sent shushbinas to someone who is now reciprocating. Although he alone inherits that brother's assets, he does not inherit his outstanding debts, such as shushbinas. Therefore, when the reciprocal shushbinas comes back, all the brothers inherit their deceased brother's shushbinas equally. The other person must reciprocate for the deceased brother's shushbinas only if he participated in the festivities of the deceased brother, and the brother died before receiving the gift. Therefore, he pays his debt to his estate. However, if he died in aresus before marrying, the other person does not have to reciprocate, because he can argue to nuli shushbini v'esmachimoy. I'm only obligated to give shushbinas if I partake in his wedding.